SRN News, I'm John Scott. Firework mortars and camp fuel canisters were found stuffed in the back of a Tesla Cybertruck that exploded outside President-elect Donald Trump's Las Vegas hotel early Wednesday. That blast killing a suspect inside the vehicle. The suspect identified as active-duty U.S. Army Green Beret Matthew Livelsberger. At a press conference in Nevada, Clark County Sheriff Kevin McMahill says there are coincidences between the Las Vegas event and what happened in New Orleans, and that they're looking at including where that Tesla was rented.
Both vehicles, I'm being told, New Orleans was rented from Toro, and so was ours. That's another coincidence that absolutely is continuing to bear from our investigation that we have to continue to look into.
Meanwhile, New Orleans pressing ahead with plans to reopen Bourbon Street as investigators keep digging into the background of the U.S. Army veteran who drove a pickup truck into a crowd of New Year's revelers, killing 15 people. 42-year-old Shamsuddin Jabbar steered around a police blockade. It's being investigated as a terrorist act. Investigators believe Jabbar was inspired by the Islamic State group and that Jabbar was acting alone. Also at SRNNews.com, the Supreme Court's Chief Justice is defending the principle of judicial independence.
John Roberts criticizes public officials across the political spectrum who suggest they might defy court orders, adding that the other branches of government must be willing to enforce court orders even if they're unpopular or could impact future political fortunes. He expressed his concerns in an annual report released on Tuesday.
That's correspondent George Williams reporting. On Wall Street, stocks are higher, the Dow up 55 points, the NASDAQ composite adding 79. This is SRN News. A call for Christians to be supported in Syria.
The unexpected ouster of strongman Bashar Assad in December has been welcomed by the country's tiny Christian community, but the future under the rule of Islamic militias seems murky. Regina Lynch, executive president of Aid to the Church in Need, says, quote, "We call on both the international community and the new authorities in Syria to ensure the protection of the fundamental rights of all religious communities, guaranteeing their freedom of worship, education, and right to live in peace." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious freedom advocates are expressing outrage over the conviction of a Catholic priest in Belarus. He was accused of high treason for criticizing the government and handed an 11-year sentence. This is the first case of politically driven charges against a clergyman since Belarus became independent in the 1991 collapse of the Soviet Union. That priest joining more than 1,200 political prisoners in Belarus. This is SRN News. Tesla has suffered its first year-over-year sales decline in at least 9 years.
The annual sales decline for the Texas-based company came despite offers of discounts, such as 0% financing, free charging, and low-price leases. Tesla delivered 495,570 vehicles from October through December, boosting deliveries to 1.79 million for the full year. However, that was about 1% below 2023 sales of 1.81 million as overall demand for electric vehicles declined. Rich Thomason reporting.
A looming TikTok ban could affect the millions of small businesses that use that short video social media app to grow their business. Though TikTok has only been around since 2016, small business owners are using that platform in a variety of ways, from growing a customer base to advertising and marketing, as well as selling goods directly from the site. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm John Scott.